Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other shore. A scribe approached him and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But Jesus answered him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. As I mentioned at the beginning of this Mass, we are celebrating today the memorial of Saint Irenaeus, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. Saint Irenaeus lived in the second century and was a champion of the Catholic faith. He is famously remembered as one of those who courageously fought against the Gnostic heresy. If you have your Magnificat, it gives a little bit of background on that one. And he was really one of the finest intellects of the early church. One of the teachings of the Gnostic heresies was that the visible world, that these things, this everything that we see outside, was created and is sustained and governed by angelic beings, but not by God. That was one of the things that the Gnostic heresies early on was pushing, that God was so detached from what's happening in the world that he only commissioned the angels to take care of us. Because the Gnostic heretics said, you know, we're not that important and God has better things to do. God was perceived to be aloof, unmoved by the sufferings of the people, and lives in an inaccessible world, meaning God was too far to be concerned for our own needs. Could you just imagine the implications of this understanding of God in the church and in our own lives? And this is just one of those heresies. And Saint Irenaeus clarified the faith with such finesse and vigor, and he died for it. One of the things that I often quote from him that really stuck in my head was his description of what is the glory of God. You know, he said, "The glory of God is man fully alive." Debunking the claims of the heretics that our human existence and flourishing has nothing to do with God's providence and his glory. You know, when he say that, you know, the glory of God is man fully alive, he was really expressing the intimacy that God has with us and the intimacy that we have to develop as well on our part with God. The glory of God is man fully alive when we are fully living our call, when we are faithful to our own God-given identity and live our life according to God's will, then his glory shines forth. And this is really what the gospel today echoes as well. You know, when Jesus says in the gospel today, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And when he continued, "Follow me and let the dead bury their dead," he's practically
inviting the disciples, inviting us to be single-minded in our relationship with Him. If He is so detached from what's going on, then He would not bother, you know, to invite us into this urgency of the call. But because He wants us to flourish, He wants us to truly experience true joy, and His glory shines forth when we are fully alive, then we will see God's, you know, God's desire to truly be in deep relationship with us. So the question that we can ponder today, reflecting on the life of Saint Irenaeus, is looking at our own life. Do our lives proclaim the glory of God? When you see yourselves or your face in the mirror, can you say that the glory of God shines forth in me?